Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we're talking about Roustabout.
Yes, this Elvis is Elvis's 16th movie.
16th, and Elvis plays Charlie Rogers. Mm-hmm. Came out in 1964.
Yep.
And this is a pretty, not the fan favorite that that Viva was, or
right,
that Blue Hawaii was, but
yeah.
But we got a lot of positive responses, I think.
Yeah, the fans definitely love this movie, and it's sort of, I thought it was a very interesting follow-up to Viva. It was just as colorful, I thought, as Viva.
Yeah.
A lot of songs, several leading ladies, as opposed to the one from...
That's right.
As opposed to the one from Viva, but yeah, kind of a cool movie, and one that I think was a really interesting one, considering Colonel Parker's background.
That's right, as a carnival promoter.
Right, and so kind of there's some interesting elements to this movie.
Yeah, so Elvis plays Charlie Rogers, who's a motorcycle-driving rebel without a cause,
yeah,
turned carny, turned roustabout.
Yeah.
Which is, I've learned, roustabout is a term for a promoter within the carnival that,
yeah,
would say, like, kind of direct people to spend money here versus there. And
right, right.
Kind of, you know, he's kind of a hype man.
Yeah, and he is also, this is going to shock y'all, sit down, a singer.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. He sings in this one.
But yeah, he does sort of have, and of course we've talked about this while we were watching it, he does sort of have that 1950s motorcycle riding, black leather jacket wearing,
yeah,
rebel
that,
attitude.
Yeah, he wears that full black leather.
Yes.
It's just a step away from the 68 special
it kind
outfit,
of is, actually.
Really. But that's what he wears for like the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So they really do a good job of solidifying him as the rebel in this, the first thing.
Yeah.
First thing out of the gate when they start this movie.
Yeah, but of course he does have a heart, and it takes a while, but we do sort of see it. And, you know, he sticks around with this carnival to sort of help this family out, to sort of, you know, help them get some money. They've kind of fallen on hard times.
Yeah.
And he's there to sort of, you know, pick,
yeah,
up business a little bit.
Yeah. But I've got two critiques of this movie,
okay,
y'all. And the first one we talked about when we were watching it is that how come, it's not that he sticks around to help them out of, you know, such a good heart.
Well, true.
Why are, in so many of these movies, Elvis is just a bad employee. Like, he's very unemployable. It seems like he's,
yeah,
always in between jobs, or he's always just out on his own, like, doing his own thing. And then,
right,
somebody says, hey, I'll give you a job doing this. And it's,
yeah,
like, what? Why? Why is he not, like, a career person? He's just a nomad singer in all of these. That's my one critique that... So he's trying to show off for this girl who's in the back of this Jeep, and her dad, who I continually hate throughout the movie. I dislike this character,
yeah,
so much.
You can't like him a whole
Joe lot. Is Kathy's dad. Kathy is Charlie Rogers' love interest. So he's trying to show up for her, and he's trying to, like, go up next to the Revis engine and run up to close to the Jeep.
Right.
And her dad just gets annoyed at this and runs him off the road.
Yes. I mean, I think anyone who watches that, you're sort of like, no, Elvis, no. Like,
that
you're
is
screaming
not,
at, the,
yeah,
at the screen.
That is not a proportionate response, mister.
No.
That is not, and would not hold up in today. Because he gets off and they're like, oh my gosh, are you okay, you know. And of course it's the 60s, he's not wearing a helmet, he just goes flying.
I know,
and
yes,
it's fine.
This is a PSA, ladies and gentlemen, please
wear
helmets.
Oh my gosh. So that was my one critique, is that, well, you do instantly dislike this guy named Joe. So that's, they also,
true,
do a good job of solidifying his character. You're
right,
like, oh my gosh, I dislike this guy so much. But yeah, so he sticks around there. Oh, so they pay for the repairs made to his motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, he's like, well, I don't have anything else better to do. Again, get a career, Elvis. I mean, Charlie Rogers is who I'm talking to now.
Right.
Elvis,
right,
had a great career.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have a career museum here, but so, Yeah, the rest of the movie just takes off of him trying to find a place in this carnival atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it does sort of show. He does, you know, he does end up saving Joe later with the whole stolen wallet thing.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, he sort of helps out with that. I mean, I think he does have a good heart, it does show, but it is sort of, I mean, as we were saying when we were watching it, I mean, one of the first things that happens is he gets in a fight with these guys, and then later he kisses Kathy, and then later he kisses another woman, and it's all within, like, 20 minutes.
All within, yeah.
And you're like, well, Elvis, you just kissed two girls back to back. I don't, and you're not doing this,
after
like,
having met them, oh my gosh, for, like, five yes. minutes, and then you're just, yeah, so
don't
that's
let
my
Kathy
other critique.
Find out.
Yeah, yeah, is that, like, yeah, Elvis is very handsy and kind of like, this is not appropriate.
No. But, but you know what, though? I think the thing I liked about the movie was the carnival setting. And
oh, yeah.
I'm a sucker for a good carnival. I love, you know, the cotton candy and the games and
popcorn,
all that kind of good stuff. And so that sort of just brings an air of fun and lightheartedness to the whole thing, even though there is some pretty good drama up in there with,
yes.
you know, the insurance and the lawsuit and all that sort
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah, and I do yeah. really like that Maggie, who's Kathy's mom, is the owner and manager of the carnival. So it's
yeah.
not, so that was refreshing having a woman in charge, and Joe says, you know, Kathy's the boss. If she wants to hire you, she can. And
yeah.
it's like, that's right, Joe.
Yeah, and that was played, of course, by the amazing Barbara Stanwyck, who enjoyed an incredible career
yeah.
As an actress. So it was really cool to see her up against Elvis, because
oh,
the two
yeah.
of them, that had to have been very cool for the
yeah,
two of them.
Yeah, she did
to
a great,
together.
Great
yeah.
job. So have we made a lot of trivia? Do you have a lot of trivia?
We have a lot of trivia, actually. Some of it's good, some of it's a little scary, because Elvis wasn't always happy in making of this movie, but I think that actually plays into his role as a rebel. I think he uses some of his, you know, being annoyed at some of the stuff behind the scenes. Maybe he used it to, you know, to act and kind of find some inspiration, so that's always cool.
Wow.
But yeah, the theme of this movie is about carnivals, and that's where Colonel Parker got his start. He actually served as a consultant on the film, and I noticed he did get a credit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he supplied inside information on the business. To add to the authenticity, a real carnival was employed and set up on land near the studio.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. Screenwriters Alan Weiss and Anthony Lawrence received a nomination from the Screenwriters Guild of 1965 for their work on Roustabout as the best written American musical of 1964.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool.
Yeah, and we talked a minute ago about Barbara Stanwyck. She's a veteran actress. She's been in so many great films. She accepted the role of strong-willed carnival owner Maggie that had originally been offered to Mae West.
Wow.
How cool would that have been to have seen her in it? But, I mean, but Barbara Stanwyck's amazing, too, so. And to Elvis, working with her was the only highlight of this movie. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And he was annoyed. During recording sessions for the soundtrack, he wanted the Jordanaires to back him in a song that he sings while he's riding down the road on a motorcycle, one of those early scenes.
Yeah.
And the producer questioned him, where would they be shot if they were to, you know, if you hear these voices and you're driving down the road on a motorcycle, it's just you, where would they be? And Elvis said, in the same place the band is.
Oh, my gosh.
Which makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
Where is the band? Yeah, so it makes sense. I could see him, and I like that he was there, you know, fighting for the Jordanaires.
Right.
I think that's really
that's
cool.
That's awesome.
And speaking of defending people he loved, director John Rich was not impressed with Elvis's entourage. They played a lot of pranks and practical jokes, which, why wouldn't you if you have some downtime, you know?
Yeah, and you're in Elvis's entourage. I imagine those are, like, the pros at practical jokes.
Probably. He told Mr. Rich, when these movies stop being fun, I'll stop doing them, and if my guys go, so do I. So
dang.
Elvis was a loyal guy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He did manage to talk the director into letting him do his own stunts in a fight scene. I did notice several karate moves, which I thought was
yes.
really cool. I was like, I love seeing Elvis putting this to use in a movie. That's just so neat to me.
Yeah.
It's something rarely done, really, in movies, because you're afraid the actor's going to get hurt, which would shut down production. And Elvis was hurt. He required some stitches over his eye. The director ended up incorporating the bandage as part of another scene where Elvis has run off the road on the motorcycle.
Yes, so we do see that Band-Aid keep coming up.
Yeah, so the no shooting time was lost.
Wow.
And we talked about this, guys. We were watching the movie. Comedy actor Pat Buttram I hope I'm saying that right, played the villain Carney owner Harry Carver. He had previously played played the sidekick to Western star Gene Autry and would soon be a series regular on Green Acres.
Which yes!
We've seen Green Acres.
Mr. Haney.
Yeah, his voice would soon be heard as characters in many Disney films. We were sitting here like, I know him, I know him. Fox yeah. and the Hound.
Yeah,
and
we're trying to like close our eyes yeah. so we can listen as if that helps.
Yeah, Strongman was played by actor Richard Kiel, who would appear in other movies like Jaws and The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, Inspector Gadget. So you've seen him before. Sue Ann Langdon and Terry Garr were regulars in Elvis movies. They had roles as dancers in Madame
Mijanu.
Yeah,
Mijanu.
I'll probably say that wrong. and of course, the beautiful Raquel Welch played one of her first acting roles as a college student in Mother's Tea House. So, you know, keep an eye out for her as you're watching this movie.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of drama later on. Producer Hal Wallace sort of gave this interview that really hurt Elvis's feelings, where he talked about how, oh great, you know, the Elvis movies may not have the best content, but they make a lot of money, and they help us make other movies, and it sort of it hurt Elvis's feelings, which is
understandable.
But the movie opened November 11th, 1964, at number 8. Elvis was ranked as the biggest money making movie star for 1964. How can you, you know, let him say what he wants to say? Elvis made money. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, that's right. He sure did.
Yeah, he was a celebrity. He did a really great job at it. He tried his best in all of these movies. You want to.
Yeah, he tried to make it more of what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I think if the critique was there that it's not dense and it's kind of one-dimensional, well, you know, that's what Elvis wanted, was for more dimension and was for deeper characters and more, you know, well-rounded characters, deeper plots. But that's not what sold. People wanted him to do that, you know,
they wanted
kiss a girl,
fun.
Fight a guy, sing a song, repetition.
Well, I think, though, too, what's interesting is then we ask, of course, we always ask for fan reactions. And it's funny because I think there are some Elvis fans out there who are very protective of him, and they're like, oh, we wish he'd have done movies that had better quality or whatever. But really, overwhelmingly, we always get positive comments back on the movies of people saying, oh, but I love this scene, I love this song,
yeah.
I love the chemistry between these characters. So I think that's what's really important, is that all these years later, that's what is remembered. It's just the love for these movies. And
that's right.
Some of these really great lines. So, yeah, let's hear from some fans.
Yes.
Lee on Twitter said he loved the Ferris wheel scene where they're singing. He's singing.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Really cool.
And they
yeah.
did some cool camera work for that, too, actually.
They really did. Kimberly on Twitter, she liked that Elvis was the rebel. It was reminiscent of the 50s and that sort of stuff. So mm-hmm. that was really cool. Several people, I don't know if I even have everyone written down, but a lot of people loved Little Egypt, including Thomas from Sweden. Jackie said she liked the whole motorcycle, the going around the big,
oh, yes.
I don't even know what you call that thing.
I don't know either. It was like a
the
motorcycle
thing
canister kind of thing. It's not. I'm sure that's
yeah.
not what it was called, but that's
motorcycle
a good,
canister.
Yeah, that's a good visual.
Yeah. I hope I'm saying your name right. Sylvana and Wendy from Twitter both said they liked the last scene, that it made them happy.
Oh, yes. That's actually my favorite. I wanted
it
to say
is.
That. Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, I they're probably talking about when Elvis like paid up to catch up the Maggie and the carnival to you know, their suit, because they had to, anyway, he helped them
yeah,
out.
And then the big song.
Oh, the big
the
song
end,
see
yeah.
my favorite's when he actually got to punch Joe. That's what I didn't like him so much. And finally, you know, Elvis's Charlie Rogers just had enough, so he paid Maggie and then punched Joe, and
yeah,
I loved
yeah.
it. Actually, I think it's in reverse order, which
yeah.
is even better.
I thought it was cool. Curtis on Twitter said he liked Elvis on a motorcycle. He said he was a cool American, and I was like, that's such a cool...
Exactly.
I didn't think of that in watching this movie, but that really is such a kind of an iconic American image, is
oh,
Elvis on a motorcycle.
Elvis
like,
in
cool
leather on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Full stop. Oh, yeah.
Martin on Facebook, and I like this line too, he said he liked the line about, how do you knock on a tent, you know?
Yeah.
That's a cute line, you know?
He did have a lot of cute one-liners.
Yeah, there were a lot of
funny jokes.
A lot
yeah.
of cute one-liners. So yeah, thanks for sharing those, y'all. We had a lot of really great comments.
Yeah, we definitely did. And if you want to see some of our real artifacts from Elvis's movie career, you've got to come to Graceland.
Right.
We mentioned the Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum earlier. So some of the things that have been on display on the mansion side of the street since we've opened the new complex in March, we've had so much more space over here that we can really punctuate and have the mansion side of the street tell that personal side of Elvis, and then have the new complex tell his career story.
Right.
So that's what we do in the Career Museum. There's a large space dedicated to his career in movies as mm-hmm. leading man. There are movie posters, outfits, costumes, scripts, photos, yeah. everything behind the scenes. You can actually sit down and watch some of Elvis's movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome. You've got to take advantage of it. So come to Memphis and check it out in person.
Yeah, and you know, if you feel like going to a carnival, we have the fairgrounds.
The fairgrounds!
It's a really cool part. You know, really, if you think about Elvis's career as a whole, the fair, the carnival really sort of pops up several times. Not only did he right. do the big homecoming show in Tupelo at the Mississippi-Alabama Fair, but, you know, then this whole movie is about a fair.
Right.
You can play some of the same games that were in the movie, that sort of stuff. It's so
you
much fun.
You can get popcorn.
You can get popcorn. You can get cute Love Me Tender teddy bears, which I think are
oh
precious.
My gosh, they are.
They're so precious. And then, of course, if you like Elvis on a motorcycle, he has some really cool ones that I think are actually cooler than the ones in the movie.
Yeah.
Or the one in the movie, I guess. We have a lot of his motorcycles at Presley Cycles.
That's right. So. Between Presley Motors, which focuses mainly on cars, and Presley Cycles, which is self-explanatory, there's like 30 to 40 vehicles.
There's so
that
many.
That you can take a look at and really
there
get up close.
There are boats, too. Not like
yeah,
there's
a boat
in this movie. There's several
no.
boats.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There are several votes that you got to check out. The next film that we're watching is Girl Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis plays Rusty Wells in this 1965 film. So send us your thoughts on Twitter, Facebook,
yeah.
Instagram. Let us know your favorite scene, favorite song. And, you know, I'd be interested to see who's your favorite Elvis character? Like,
yeah.
not just the movie, but who do you like seeing Elvis play most?
Yeah, because there are some good ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So let us know your thoughts, and thanks for listening to this edition of Starring Elvis Presley.